we find, especially in the latter part of this chapter, the Holy Spirit recording sweetly through James the wonderful effect of real fervent prayer. And he speaks, first of all, of the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And, you know, if we truly pray, faith will be given to believe that the Lord will answer those petitions that we put up to him. You think of many in Elijah's day and Elisha's, how they prayed and the Lord gave such sweet answers in healing even those children in their day. And he speaks of the great need of having living faith. You see, when we pray, do we have faith to believe the Lord will send the answer down? You know, when Hannah prayed for her Samuel, she prayed because she believed the Lord would grant her a request. That's why she asked him. And here he exhorts us, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And then we find him speaking so sweetly, really thinking of prayer, that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Now this is what the Lord has said. And as in the days when James penned these words, so it is today. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And he uses that wonderful illustration of dear Elijah. And what a wonderful proof it was that there's more power in prayer than in any works of man or any thing man can do. You see, when Jacob was faced with Esau's 400 men against him, there was more power in the prayer of dear old Jacob than there was in 400 men of Esau. The Lord heard his prayer and delivered him from that great army, didn't he? And we find here, he uses this beautiful illustration, and Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. You know, we often think, and I used to, particularly in my early days, in my ignorance, think, well, these men were so elite, they were above everything else, and they were so favoured, but, you know, they were, it is true, but they are men of like passions, just like we are. They knew what it was to be plagued with unbelief. They knew what it was to be in dark places and have impossible things before them. And they were men of like passions, just like we are. They had the same feelings that we do. The same desires the Lord gives his dear people today. And what do we read? And he prayed earnestly. Now mark the wording of this. He prayed earnestly. It wasn't just a matter of uttering words. It was earnest, fervent prayer. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. So effectual was his prayer. And oh, you think today the great need of prayer in so many ways, but may we have a breath of what prayer was given to dear Elijah. You see, the Lord not only heard his prayer, but he answered it in a most marked way. And oh, how that great withholding of the rain for 3 years and 6 months. But then what did he do? He prayed again. And the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth a fruit. Oh, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man. And you know, you look at the effectual, fervent prayer of the dying thief in that last breath of his life. And you look how he availed much, didn't he? The Lord gave him eternal life to be with him without a veil between. And you can look right through the holy word of God, how the Lord laid it in the hearts of his dear people, his dear servants, to pray. And you know, really, it's to pray for those things that we have deep in our hearts. And really, I remember Mr. John Watts saying to me once at a prayer meeting we had for the country and for the denomination some years ago, he said, you know, really, what each one should ask for is that particular thing the Lord has laid in their hearts to pray for. The fervent, effectual prayer, you see, of a righteous man availeth much. And we have it here with Elijah. And he prayed again. Oh, the necessity of real fervent prayer. Now, of course, all the prayer meetings are heard in this land, if there's no prayer in the heart, there will never be real prayer in any prayer meeting. It must first come from the heart. And may we lay these searching, solemn things to heart. The hymn writer said, pray if thou canst or canst not speak. And further, another hymn writer said, prayer is a weapon for the feeble. Weakest saints shall wield it best. And oh, that there may be that real prayer that goes continually out of our hearts, that pierces our home roof, pierces the chapel roof, and enters into the ears of the Lord God of Sabaoth, who hears and answers the prayers of his dear people. There's much in our hearts we need personally, don't we, to pray for. Oh, that we may know more and more of his forgiving love, that pardon within. Oh, that there may be more and more fervent prayer in every way, whether it's for personal what we need, whether it's for our families, whether it be for Zion, for the Church of God, and then too for the nation. Well, I'll leave these few rambling remarks with you, but may we know a little of the power of that prayer that Elijah put up. You see, it even shook the heavens, so they withheld rain for 3 years and 6 months, and it shook the heavens again, and the rain descended from the Lord himself. Well, may the Lord grant it in these solemn days.